83 years ago, on Yud Beis Menachem Ov Tovshin, Agudas Chabad purchased 770. Several days later, the Friedrich Rebbe that was then in a hotel came to see the building and to set it. He saw the building and he ordered how to build the shul. As we know, the small zal upstairs, then there was rooms. He told to take off the partitions and to make from it a larger shul. Several weeks it took this construction, this renovation, and then on several weeks later, on Sunday, Yud Tes Menachem Ov, the Friedrich Rebbe moved in to 770. When he came in, he came to the shul and he said, L'chaim, this place should be a place where people are davening with the pnimiyas dikir gishmak. The first time when he came in middle of Ov, when he came to see the shul, the building, he said also L'chaim in this place where there was later a shul, and he said this building should be a building kva benefesh, but arai in zman, we shall soon speedily go to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. Then on Yotes Elul, he arranged a Chanukah Sabbais. On Chof Gimel Elul, Sunday, he said that Tuesday there will be a Fabringen. And then he said several Siches, as printed in Siches Kait Tovshin. That was the first stage of construction, buying and construction in 770. 1 year later, in the summer of Tovshin Aleph, in the month of Sivan, arrived the library of the Friedrich Rebbe, saved from Nazi-occupied Poland. It came in the middle of Sivan, and the librarian, Reb Chaim Lieberman, wrote then in a letter that this week arrived this Sforim, and we're in the process of taking them out and setting them in the bookcases. Bookcases, where are the bookcases? So 770 has four floors. The first floor is devoted for the shul and for the offices, which is the small zal now. The second floor is the apartment of the Friedrich Rebbe, including his Yechidus room. The third floor is occupied for the Rebbe's son-in-law, Reb Shmaya Gurariye, the Rashag. But then there was downstairs in the ground floor a large garage. So they closed up the entrance for cars. They built up bookcases and they filled it up with Sforim. So this was the second stage of construction in 770, 1 year later. That's how it was for several more years. Actually, the driving into the garage, the ground floor of 770, has a courtyard and a passage for the cars to come from Eastern Parkway and to go in to the garage. This whole courtyard and the driveway was devoted for activities for children as a large courtyard for 770 for several years till Tovshin Yud. After Tovshin Yud, the Rebbe started his Fabringes, Shabbos Mevorchim and Yom Tevim and more. Used to be the Fabringens in the Zal upstairs, in the Shul, but so many Chassidim arrived and settled here in those years that that place wasn't possible anymore. So they built up a shalash in this courtyard and driveway. Shalash is kind of a sukkah with a awning roof, which is larger than the small zal, and that's where the verbrengens was, some of them. Large verbrengens, like Yutes Kislev and Purim, that wasn't enough. So they would rent a hall and the verbrengen would be there. But regular verbrengens would be there in the shalash. And sometimes the davening Shabbos, when there is a larger crowd, would also be in this shalash. That was for several years, till Tovshin Chof. In Tovshin Chof, they have decided that shalash is not proper. They have to build a shul in top of this whole courtyard and driveway. They built a shul which is the shul downstairs in 770 under the courtyard. It was better than the shalash, but only for several years. People, more and more people, Chassidim came to settle here, and that wasn't enough. In Tovshin Chof Hei, they purchased the next two buildings, 784 and 788, till Kingston. Then they built an extension to the shul to make it larger, feedable, and enough for all the Chassidim that come. The first stage was in Tovshin Chof Zayin, where they took the bottom two floors of the 788, which is the basement, the ground floor, and the first floor. They took off the floor that separates them, and then they had a large, tall place, extended it to the old shul. So the shul became twice as large, the courtyard of 770 and the bottom floors of 788. That was enough for several years, but no more. Chassidim came constantly setting themselves here, and the place wasn't enough. So in Tov Shuv and Shin Lamed Gimel, they connected, that they extended the shul till Kingston under the 788 too. The same way, they took off the partitions, the floor between the ground floor and the first floor, then there is a large, tall place, and they added it to the old shul, which now has three parts: the courtyard of 770, the bottom floors of 784, and the bottom floors of 788. So now the shul goes from 770 until Kingston. That's for the shul. At the same time, parallel to this, they purchased the house on the other side of 770, 766. They purchased it for the cause of the Rebbe's library, all the Sforim that Chassidim and Shluchim are gathering and sending to the Rebbe. There was still then no space to put it. They would put it in storage houses here and there. After they purchased it, in Tovshin Chof Zayin, they put up bookcases in the whole main floor, and they filled it up with the Sforim. I was hired by the Rebbe to run the library in spring of Tovshin Lamed Zayin, 10 years later. Then this whole floor, main floor, was packed with Sforim, and there was a lot of boxes of Sforim that came during this time. That there was no space to put them. So we put up bookcases in the whole ground floor of 766, and we filled it up with Sforim. It was enough for another 2-3 years. In Tovshin Mem, it wasn't enough. But in the back of the house, there was a large garage. That driveway that we know that goes into 766 goes into the garage. We closed the door for the cars to come into the garage, and we put up bookcases in the whole garage, and we filled it up with Sforim. In addition to that, when they purchased 766, they built the Tashlich in the backyard of a 766. And that's where it was for 8 years. Not where it's now. Now it is in the backyard of 770. Then it was in the backyard of 766. They dug a well deep in the driveway of 766, about 100 feet deep. And from this well, they had a pipe going to the backyard of 766, where they had the Tashlich for the next 8 years. The Rebbe and the Chassidim shouldn't have to walk till the Botanical Gardens, as it was till then. But this Tashlich was in the back of 766 for 8 years, till Tov Shin Mem Dalet Mem. What happened then? In Tov Shin Mem Aleph, it became difficult for the Rebbe to walk home Shabbos and Yontev by foot from 770 till his house on President Street. So they set a corner in the library for the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin to stay at Shabbos and Yontev. But it wasn't really a quarter for living, because they would, the dining room was in the middle of a room which is full with Sforim. The bedroom is in a room that is full with Sforim, and so the other parts. So they decided to add one large room to this apartment, should be a living room for the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin and the Shabbosim and Yontevim. In order to do that, they dismantled the Tashlich in the backyard of 766. They built it where it is now, in the backyard of 770. And over there, in the backyard of 766, they dug it up, they built their two floors. The ground floor became an extension to the storage house of the library. There should be space to put in more Sforim. That was enough for another 10,000 Sforim to store it in the high bookcases that we put up there. The second floor of that room in the backyard was the living room for the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, that are extended to the dining room and bedroom and kitchen that was prepared for the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin. That was enough for the Sforim for another several years. In Tov Shin Mem Zayin, especially after the court case, when so many people used to bring in more and more Sforim, there was everything packed in the bookcases. So many boxes of Sforim, we just couldn't take out of their boxes. There was no space to put in them. So I wrote to the Rebbe, and I asked him in early summer, Tov Shin Mem Zayin. And the Rebbe responded, I should write him a advice what I think should be done to prepare a space for this forum for the immediate future and after. I then spoke to Rabbi Krinsky, and then it was in the middle of preparing the big large plan for building 770 in a way that should be a multiple story building. The plan was that the bottom floor, the large tall floor, should be devoted for the shul. The first floor in top of that should be devoted for the library. And several floors in top of the library should be devoted for offices for the headquarters of Chabad Lubavitch. The plans was ready early Elul, Tov Shin Mem Ches, when they gave it in to the Rebbe, and they planned a Chanukas Even Apino, Adnochas Even Apino, and Chai Elul, Tov Shin Mem Ches, the Rebbe came to participate in this Evena Pino, where he stood on a bimeh in the Chotzer of 784. He said a sicher, and then he went down and he took a rack that he brought there to put it in to the holy dogger there for the Evena Pino. And then he closed it up with sand. That was the Evena Pino for the new building, which is going to be for the shul and the library and the offices of Chabad Lubavitch. After the Chanukah Evena Pino, the Anochas Evena Pino, they gave in to the Rebbe the specific plans for the whole building that the architect prepared. When the Rebbe saw these plans, he didn't okay them. And he then spoke a sicha. And he explained himself. This space is a living area. There could be several floors, but there shouldn't be a tall building here with a lot of multiple floors. So therefore, what should be done? Construction. They should add to the shul itself. So then they prepared a plan to add at least to the shul, to the side of 770, till the street, they build a large extension. And what about the library? So the Rebbe wrote to me then, after Tishrei, I should speak to Agudas Chabad to prepare a plan to extend the library near where it is now. I spoke to them, but they didn't really have a normal, proper plan for that. Another month or two passed by, where the Rebbe writes to me, I should make a Vada Binyan, and together we shall prepare plans what to do to extend the library. I then selected Rav Zalman Gurarie, Oliver Shalom, and the Yibodel Chaim Teivim, Rav Shleim Kunin. With me was a board of Vada Binyan of three, and during the whole year, we tried to prepare all kinds of plans. We had plans to buy off a building on Kingston, where now there is HL Avrom Hotel. We prepared a plan how to buy off the building on Kingston and the Lefferts, where there is a large stores now. The Rebbe didn't okay that. We prepared a plan to buy a house on President Street and build there the library. The Rebbe didn't okay that. We prepared the plan to buy a house on Eastern Parkway and to build there the library. The Rebbe didn't okay that. And then he wrote to us that the extension of the library should be built in the courtyard of 770 or in 770 itself. So the Rebbe said in the Sicha, Shabbos before Yutas Kislev Tov Shinun, that the library is supposed to be built in the same place, because Gdusha Leizozo Mim Koimo, which means since the Friedrich Rebbe started the library in 770 in the ground floor, so it should be extended there and not to look for other streets and other places where to build the library. So we knew that we have to build it there. Where should we build it there? So after having a meeting between the three of us, we came up with the idea that the only place is where there is now the sukkah in the chotzer, in the courtyard of 770. To dig up the whole place and to build a storage room, a large storage room, under and in top of the roof of that storage room should continue be the courtyard of 770 as it is now. This storage room, this storage area under the courtyard, in the ground floor, combines the storage room of Sforim in the ground floor of Level 70 and the storage room of Sforim in the ground floor of 766, that is now one large storage room that starts from the beginning of 770 until the end of 766, including the under courtyard building that combines them. When we started doing that, you know that you cannot dig up a place and start building without a permit. You know that we cannot get a permit without plans that the architect is preparing. So it takes time. We try to do it as fast as possible, but it still takes time. About 2 weeks after Das Ziche of Shabbos before Yitzchus Kislev, and Hey Teves Tov Shin Nun, the Rebbe writes to us, Sacheves She'en Kemeyo. It takes way too long. We have to start building the library. That's what he wrote us on Hey Teves. What should we do? We cannot dig without a permit. But the Rebbe said that the 770 itself should also be part of the library. So we took the third floor, it was the apartment of the Rashag that passed away in Tovshin Memtes and was then prepared to the library. We took off all the partitions we did not need for that, a permit. And it took us 2-3 weeks to complete preparing it for the exhibition that is now till today. Until we finished this construction of the exhibition in the third floor of 770, we already get the permit, and then came the machinery to dig up the whole courtyard of 770. We built it in a way that the bookcases should go on tracks. In other ways, that we should only one aisle in the whole building, so twice as many bookcases fit in there. So it was enough for this forum for the next 20 years, from Tovshin Nun till Tovshin Ayin. Finally, the whole place was filled up with forum. Books are still coming in every day, and there is no space to put them. So in that time, there was purchased the next house to 766, which is 760, where it has three floors. The ground floor is the offices of the yeshiva. The first floor was built for an apartment for the Chazer Reb Yael, and the second floor was devoted for a large storage room to add for the library. But obviously, when you have a regular apartment, the beams are not strong enough for a storage room of Sforim. So they had to rebuild the whole floor and walls and ceiling. It took some time. Finally, we finished that on Hey Teves, Tovshin Pei Beis, a year and a half ago, when we had the Chanukah Sabayis, and that gave us enough space to put all this forum that are keeping to come in now and in the near future. Till Bimher V'Yameinu, as the Friedrich Rebbe said, that this whole building of 770 and adjacents are a building kva benefesh, but arai in zman, in very speedily, we should all go to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu.